Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Trying to Communicate with Kayla. I'm so excited. This is my first episode. I have been told for years and years and years and years that I should do a podcast, and I don't really know why, if I'm being honest. I think my voice is annoying. I mean, I've learned to embrace it, and I feel like everyone thinks that their voice is annoying, so hopefully we get good things going on here. I don't know. I'm just excited because I've always wanted to do something like this. I feel like I am someone that's super opinionated and someone that always has something to say about whatever's going on. And I love also hearing other people's opinions about things. So I thought, why not start a podcast? Because then I get to talk about whatever I want. And so just to lay it out for you, basically, what we are going to talk about on this podcast are like truth bombs, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to be inspired, and we're going to be educated, and we're going to feel related to. I really, 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 really like to give people what to expect. So I'm very organized, and when I started like thinking about what to do with the podcast, I'm very business oriented, very organized, and I was like, I wonder how I can organize it into categories. You, as a businesswoman or man, do not want to try to appeal to everyone. You want to appeal to your niche market. And that's basically what I want to do. But I also have a lot of stuff that I like. Like, I like margaritas, and I like cats, and I like cheerleading, and I like house stuff, and I like debates, and I like crime, and I like, I don't even know, I like skincare, I like kids. I like network marketing. I like relationships. I love Jesus. I love reality TV. I mean, I could sit here and go on and on and on. But if you like any of those things, you are definitely going to like this podcast. But basically, we are going to subsidize this into four different categories. So the first is story time, and that will either be just me or, you know, my friends coming on, and we can go into story mode about all the things. And it's not a good one. Me and my boyfriend just got a house, and normally it would be good if we bought it, but it's bad because we rented it. And I just found out it's bad because I am giving my generational wealth to my tenant. I just found that out through my friend Susan, who's a realtor. She actually just opened up her own firm called Rosera Realty. She works primarily in Wake County and in the other surrounding areas. And to be honest, we had a conversation the other day about why she started her business. And I was floored to find out that a lady that she used to work for back in the day taught her about generational wealth and how the number one way to get it is through real estate and through owning homes. And I was sick to my stomach because, wait, Susan, you have to help me. And she said, wait, if you need help with this, I have a feeling a lot of other people do too. So for my listeners, if you're listening to this, reach out to Susan. All of her information is in the bio section of this episode. But reach out to her and tell her that I sent you, and she will be able to help give you a free consultation of whatever your housing needs are. She can help you even if it appears that you do not have the funds to make it happen, even if it appears that it seems impossible. She is one of these people that does not look at impossible situations. She wants to help you. She has the best servant's heart, and she really does want to get you in your dream home to help create that generational wealth. So I'm so excited for you to meet my friend Susan and to have her help you. But now let's get back to the episode. Then we have the how-to category, which basically is going to be like how to adult, how to brand yourself on social media, how to acne edition, like skincare, how, I don't know, all of those kind of things. Then there is the third section or category, and that is the reviews. And I like to review other things for my friends too. I love to buy things on Amazon and from Target and review them. I also love reviewing like TV shows and movies and all of those kind of things. I really like reviewing The Bachelor. I love The Bachelor franchise. It's probably my favorite. Or anything on Bravo. Then we have the last category, which is debates, which that may be my favorite just because I'm totally a debater at heart, and not because I think other people are wrong, but just because I really want people to see things from my perspective. And so what you can expect from that are like murder, crime junkie things. Like my favorite podcast, I could not create a podcast and not talk about crime, just because that is probably my favorite kind of podcast other than mindset and stuff like that. I love murder mysteries. I love hearing about serial killers. I promise I'm not one. Promise. But I don't know. I just felt like I couldn't make a podcast without adding that in some way, shape, or form. So I thought, why not debate who I think a killer is with someone with like famous cases? I think that would be so fun. Honestly, I'm just super excited because I want to get my story out there. I want to get like my beliefs out there and the things that I've learned over the past couple of years, because I feel like honestly in the past maybe 6 or 7 years, I've grown up faster than lots and lots of people. And I feel like I'm a 40-year-old trapped in a 24-year-old's body, and it's super, super funky, but we're rolling with it. And I don't know, I'm just super, super excited to start a podcast because I don't know, I feel like most of the time whenever I meet people in real life, my goal is to sit down and talk to them, not about like, you know, surface level things. I like to get under surface. I like to really talk about hard things and like deep conversations. And that's really what I want to do on here. Like, I want to talk about things that most people are scared to talk about. I want to have different opinions on here. I want to really, really, really just be a resource to everyone that knows me and loves me and wants to follow along. So that is kind of what my vision is for all of this. And then on top of that, I thought I would just tell y'all a little bit about me, because I feel like whenever you know the background to someone, it just makes a lot more sense. So I also feel like it will really go into season two. Do y'all hear me right now? Should I even start a podcast? I don't know. It will go into episode 2 very easily. So basically, I, for a really, really long time, have been on my own, making my own money, completely supporting myself. But I grew up in a very supportive household. My parents loved Jesus. I really had a great childhood. My parents made really good money. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. I went to good schools. Like, I mean, I kind of lived the dream life. And my freshman year of high school, I got into some trouble. And so I ended up having to go and switch schools. So I went to private school and then I had to switch to public. And it was like culture shock because I don't know, when you are in a place that everyone is super, super sheltered, and then you go to a place where no one is sheltered and all the things are happening around you, it's just, it's crazy. And so I ended up switching schools, graduating, and then going to Meredith College, which is primarily a teaching school, but you can go there for a lot of other things. I went there to become a special needs teacher, and it was really expensive to go there. And I had gotten the teaching fellows scholarship, which basically means that I got half off of tuition, which was really awesome. And I don't know, when I went there, I have many, many theories. If you want my honest opinion, I think that the campus was haunted. but I just got super depressed and anxious, and I did not feel like myself. It was horrible. I don't know. It was rough. And I came home to talk to my parents about like switching schools or like maybe getting an apartment off campus or just anything to make me feel better, because I did not want to be there anymore. And my mom pulls me aside and basically tells me all of these things that were going on between her and my dad. And I knew that they were not happy, but I didn't know that it was that bad. Like, she hid a lot of stuff from me for a while. And so after I heard all of these things, I was kind of horrified, and I went to go keep my dad accountable, and he basically told me to get the out of the house, and it was one of the hardest days of my life. I remember my best friend was there with me and heard the whole thing, and we packed me a bag, and I moved out, and she drove me to my other best friend's house because I knew I could stay with her. And I remember her, like, my other best friend was super, super pissed at me at the time. I don't even remember why. It's so funny how when time goes by, you forget why you're even mad at someone. But anyways, she was upset with me, and I remember, like, laying in her bed, and she was in bed with me, and she was rolled over on her phone, and I was laying in bed just, like, sobbing and wondering, like, oh, my God. My life is like turned upside down. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I go to look in my bank account, and I'm in the negatives by a lot. And I just start sobbing. And I thought my friend would like turn around and check on me, but she didn't. And I just remember thinking, like, oh my God, I will never forget this moment. It is the worst I've ever felt. One, two, I love other human beings, and I can't believe that this is an emotion that people can feel. Like, I can't believe that this is possible. And three, I want to, in any way that I can figure out how, learn how to help other people that are feeling this way. Because even if they don't get kicked out of their house by their dad, I mean, it can be a lot of other reasons that people feel that deep of a hurt. And I just promised myself that in that moment that I was never, ever, 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 ever going to know about someone feeling that way and not do something about it. So weirdly, I think it changed me for the better, but sadly, I have to warn you that the story gets a little bit worse before it gets better. But we moved into an apartment. I started working three different jobs. I was a nanny. I was Elsa for little girl birthday parties. And I worked at a restaurant. And I basically had beer spilled on me all the time. And I just remember working my tail off and not even making enough to cover, like, all of my bills. And I just remember thinking that, like, holy shit, I have to find another way. This is not something I want to do for the rest of my life. And I don't know. It was one of those moments where it was all kind of built up over time, but I realized that I didn't want to live my life like this. And yeah, I needed to make a difference. I needed to change. And one of my favorite quotes, even before I started network marketing, was, if you want to make a change in your life, you have to make a change in your life. And so I made a change in my life. I started posting on Facebook. I was like, hey, does anyone know anything about being a realtor? Because that's honestly the route that I thought I was going to go. It doesn't take much schooling. You can do it pretty quickly. You can make really, really good money. And I don't know, I just thought that was the answer. And so I called one of these ladies that was Elsa. I don't know. I was Elsa at her daughter's birthday party. I called her because she commented on my status. And we start talking about all things business. And, like, I don't know. I just remember her telling me the part. So one thing you should know about me is that I'm obsessed with kids, and that's why I'm a nanny, and that's why I work with children. That's why I was a nanny at this point in time in the story too. It's just my safe zone, and kids are my favorite. So just know that going into this. But I was talking to her about being a realtor, and she was like, well, one thing that you have to know is that it's really, really hard if you really want to like spend time with your kids and make it a priority. And I was like, why? And she said, well, I loved like being able to sleep in and like do whatever when the kids were at like preschool or whatever, but then they'd get home and I would have to go out and try to sell houses because that's when other people were off work and you have to go off of other people's schedules. And I had never really thought about it that way. And I realized that my mom being a stay-at-home mom and like me being around her and being able to watch her do whatever she wanted and like, I don't know, I just really wanted that time freedom for myself, especially when I have kids one day. And so I was like, well, I don't know what's going to give me that. And I just start bawling, like crying harder than I ever have, probably ever in my life. And she goes, I mean, I can tell you about something, but like, I don't know if you are open to hearing about it. And I was like, I mean, dude, I'm open to hearing about anything. And that's when she told me about the network marketing company that I now do. And I was like, this sounds super sketchy and like a pyramid scheme. And she was like, well, do you want me to tell you what you're saying no to? Like, do you want me to educate you on what this is and what it isn't? Like, do you want the facts? Do you want all of this? And I was like, yes. And I just respected her so much for like being willing to like call me out and be like, hey, you don't know what you're saying no to. I've always thought that that was so freaking cool. But she did that. We talked and I learned all the things about my company, which I won't say because I don't want to try to recruit people over a podcast. You can follow me on Instagram and figure out what I do. But I just feel like it was so funny because I joined and I was like, all right, well, if something's sketchy, I'll quit and that'll be the end of it. And now I'm in 3.5, almost 4 years later, and I am absolutely in love with network marketing. And it has taught me so much. It has taught me a lot of things about adulting. It's taught me a lot of things about branding myself. It's taught me a lot of things about marketing. It's taught me a lot of things about skincare. It's taught me a lot about, it's taught me so much. It's taught me a lot about mindset. It's taught me a lot about the law of attraction. I mean, I could sit here and go on and on and on, but I am obsessed with learning more about stuff like that. And so I don't know, y'all. So that was 3.5, almost 4 years ago, like I said. And so now my team and I are about to hit car volume, which is crazy. So the more that you listen to this, the more that, I mean, you'll get to follow along with my journey. I will keep you updated on all the things. But I don't know. With that being said, if you are listening to this currently, you are probably a couple of weeks behind from me recording this, but I'm recording it during quarantine. And for all of you that are not in 2020, like maybe you're listening it to it in the future, when the quarantine is lifted, well, in this time, we had lots of time to do things. And I have always wanted to do a podcast, like I said in the beginning. And I saw this quote on Instagram one day, and it was like, if you don't find the time to do what you've been meaning to do during quarantine, then you were never meant to do it. And I just stared at it for a while, and I prayed about it, and I was like, well, Jesus, I feel like you want me to do this. And I just keep hearing him say, yep. Why is it taking you so long? And so hopefully I can be a voice for, you know, people who are like me, who feel like inside outsiders, who are like, I don't know, on the inside they feel like outsiders, but on the outside they look like insiders. It's someone, I don't know, it's how I describe myself. But I'm super excited to talk to you about all things Kayla and all the things that I like. And I'm so excited to give you a lot of educational, inspiring, and just super fun content. And I can't wait to see where this goes. But yeah, I'm really excited. So let me know what y'all think by reviewing, and I'm so excited to see what happens with this. But I will talk to y'all later. You should listen to more.